All right, local artist, Chris, or energizing City Hall through art. Let's go through it and tell people what this is all about.
Okay, the city of Rehoboth Beach constructed a beautiful new City Hall, and we had a lot of wall space to fill. We contacted Jay Pastore with the Rehoboth Art League about his ideas for art installation in our new City Hall. Jay was instrumental in collaborating with us and getting the Coastal Camera Club on board, the Rehoboth Beach Museum on board, and his ideas and help gave the city a unique opportunity for creative expression and to showcase talent in a really highly visible location.
Why is this good for the community? I mean, you're right. You have this new, beautiful City
right.
Hall, and you do have a lot of wall space. But why is this good for the community?
So the artwork that is shown in a City Hall has been an incredible success. It showcases the work of local artists, both to city employees and to everyone who comes into City Hall to conduct business. It's a great example of how we continue to incorporate the arts into everything we do as a city. We elevate and value the contributions of individual artists and art organizations, and we provide opportunities for artists to showcase their work to a wider audience.
Okay, so besides the artwork, are you going to be showcasing photographs as well?
So right now, we have the Coastal Camera Club as one of our exhibits on our second floor, and they just swapped out their latest works for a new exhibit. That is an ongoing exhibit that we will have here that rotates photography. Located next to the Coastal Camera Club photography exhibit are works that the Rehoboth Art League is displaying in City Hall. And these are local artists that have generally donated their time and talent to showcase their beautiful works of art here. Downstairs in our lobby, we have a gorgeous mural from the Rehoboth Beach Museum that depicts life at the beach here 100 years ago.
Do we want to name some of the local artists? Are you able to do that to give them some recognition?
Sure. Sure, if you don't mind. The Rehoboth Art League wall is located on the second floor outside of our commissioner's room, and the artists that are on display now are Tara Funk Grimm and Nina Mickelson.
And what about some others?
From the Coastal Camera Club, we have many members that are represented on the wall. The Coastal Camera Club has many members that are on the art wall at this time. Two of the members that are here installing their photography work and are displayed are Leslie Sinclair and Ken Arney.
All right, now this is the first time something like this has been done, obviously, because the City Hall is brand new. I mean, it just got rebuilt, and it's gorgeous. We all love it. Do you see something like this continuing in the future, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. The city is obviously very thankful for the generous donations of art from the art organizations that we have now, but we are very excited to use this vibrant public space that's really welcoming for all and to work with many other art organizations in our area to showcase the local talent that we have and so many incredible works of art that can collaborate with the city to come into our space.
All right, talk about how people, we can go there to City Hall in Rehoboth
sure.
and view these works of art.
Sure. So the exhibits in City Hall are open to the public during business hours, which are Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. We do update our city website at cityofrehoboth.com with the latest works, and you can find information there.
Okay, and what's that website?
cityofrehoboth.com.
Am I leaving anything out that the general public needs to know about this?
Well, I mean, just that. No, I think I pretty much covered just our unique opportunity for creative expression that we have going on here, and we're just getting on board with these art organizations that are coming into City Hall, and we have a lot of space here, and we're looking forward to working with many more art organizations in our community to showcase their work.
How long will this exhibit, I'm calling it an exhibit,
mm-hmm.
that might not
mm-hmm.
be the right word, but how long will this exhibit be up? How long?
Sure. The Coastal Camera Club Photography Exhibit, the new works will be on display through the summer, and also the Rehoboth Art League works will be on display through the summer. And the plan is to rotate those, both organizations will rotate their artwork out over the summer for a new show that will be in the fall.
All right, that was Chris Johnson. She's the communications director for the city of Rehoboth, talking a little bit about the art project that is going on there. But now I want to turn to one of the artists from one of the groups that is actually involved in the project. We're going to bring in Mr. Dick Snyder. Dick is the president of the Coastal Camera Club. Sir, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
Give me a little bit of background, if you would, first about the Coastal Camera Club.
Okay, we're a group that has grown fairly quickly to a size of about 250 members, covering most of the Delmarva Peninsula. We pride ourselves in focusing on education for each other and education of the community in the art of photography. And we meet, a couple times a month and have a fairly active membership.
Are these members from all over Delaware or just the Rehoboth-Lewis area?
No. It covers really Delmarva. We have folks that are members as far away as Wilmington.
Okay, so local artists are energizing City Hall through art right now in Rehoboth Beach. And the Coastal Camera Club's newest exhibit can be viewed through the summer. Tell me about some of the photographs that were chosen for this exhibit.
Well, the theme is, I think, appropriately aimed at scenes that are more indigenous to the area of Rehoboth or Lewis, or at least this part of Delaware. So that obviously would imply beach scenes and marsh scenes and birds and, that sort of thing. And so we have many folks in the club that really enjoy taking those kinds of pictures.
Your organization really is dedicated to promoting an interest in photography and advancing the skills of members through learning and sharing of photographs. Knowledge and experiences. Will you have members at City Hall as people come through and look at this exhibit?
Well, typically, if there is an opening reception, I know there was for the first one we did. We're following that up now with another batch of photographs that, as you say, will be around for several months. I don't know whether there's a plan to have another reception for that or not, but typically, if there is, then yeah, we'll be there.
As president of the Coastal Camera Club, you must be proud of your members for getting involved with this project, right?
Oh, yeah. They always tell you not to keep your light under the barrel, and we're trying to let it shine out more and more in the community, make people aware of who we are, what we do, and certainly the opportunity to display our works in a place as prominent as City Hall is really great.
So if people are interested, I know they, a lot of people are already going to be interested in seeing this artwork from the Coastal Camera Club, Rehoboth Art League, also the Rehoboth Beach Museum is involved in this project, and it's a great project. But if people want to get involved with your organization, the Coastal Camera Club, how can they do that?
The best way would be to visit our website, coastalcameraclub.com, not to be confused with .org, which is another club in Connecticut, so it's .com, and you can sign up there, or if you just want to try us out, we allow folks to come to our meeting, which is the second Wednesday of each month, over at the, I forget what it's called now. It was Cadbury Senior Life Center. I forget. It has a new name on Gills Neck Road in Lewis. And just show up at 6 o'clock and try us out for a couple of times.
Sir, what do you think about this new project? You've got this brand new, gorgeous City Hall that is now filled with local artists and photographs. What do you think about this project?
It remains to be seen just how much foot traffic it really gets. The people typically that are coming in are there on business. I think with a little promotion, perhaps such as this, we could get people to come in for other reasons, just to view the photography and the artwork from the Art League.